If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He does it all with memory. It's amazing. Anthony Haney, the DJ from within. Shout out to Jeff Walker, who is over on the other side, 106.7, The Fan, B. Mitch and Finley, Landfill, and the boys getting the job done. And, of course, he is he's out there, man, fighting that booger bear called body fat. I'm proud of him. Yeah, I am proud of him. You got something on your mind, though. It seems like you've been... Something's been bugging you. Is this just because we lost or what?
I mean, it's not necessarily that we lost. I mean, I just think it's more facts on what's been a lost season for the Commanders. After yesterday, Doc, that was our final primetime game of the season. Do you know what our record was?
You forget that.
Huh?
You talking about that window, that cowboy window we were playing under for 1 year?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Do you know what our record was in those primetime games that we had this year? We had 8 of them. I think we came into the game
I'm
with...
Okay, I'm trying to say, which one did we win? No, had the Rams on the hook. That didn't happen. Seattle? No, that didn't happen. Chicago? No, we gave that away. That's good, man. I'm not going to cheat and use a genie or use whatever her name is on my phone.
Oh, ChatGPT?
Yeah, ChatGPT.
Oh, Siri. GPT. Siri's on your phone.
Siri. You know, it shows... When they figured all of this out, it was brilliant because it feeds on the male brain. Asking for something and getting it on demand.
Mm-hmm.
That is...
Sorry.
See, even when I'm talking and don't even ask her a question or him, they pop up. This idea of being in control is so smart on the developers. Because it works. And in this one, I'm trying to think who was really good that we beat. So I'm going to go on a, let's just take a flyer. I'm going to say we haven't won one yet.
Nah, we haven't, Doc. We're 0-8 in primetime games.
Okay, I'm right. Okay, all right. Why I couldn't think of it, because it hadn't happened. Wow. I didn't want to be right about that one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think going into the season, everyone was so excited. Oh, I can't wait for us to, you know, be in these primetime games, get all this national recognition. And it's just so sad what we did with the opportunity.
And it's like Dallas, that's every week for them.
Yeah.
They live through this every year. Damn near all of their games in prime time. And we got a little taste of it and went home sick with a stomachache. You know, yeah. They put us out there with the cake. And we tried to eat the whole cake. Got sick. You know, this is a perfect example of what in short term in the hood we call that being a Bama. Seriously, we was Bamas.
Yeah.
And, you know, you had your one suit and your whole thing, and you went and it worked. And you then you come back. Now, you thought it was you or some cat that ain't got no game, no rap, but he think he's smooth. And it reminds you of BTP. And no, it's good. We got a dose. But you know what? When that score was 20 or so to 3, I thought, maybe we're doomed. Maybe this just is our history or our future. But that wasn't the case, Slim. That was not the case. This group, and did nobody give them anything? You know the Cowboys wanted to beat them 100-0. But they couldn't. They controlled their own fate. They fought. They fought back in it. How do you bottle that? How do you maintain that? And does any of this carry over in South Philadelphia?
I mean, that's the question we all want to know, though, Doc. I think when it comes to players like Johnny New and when it comes to Bill, it's consistency. Like, can you do this week in, week out? The NFL is a battle of attrition. And I think when it comes, you know, stacking days, stacking games, we just haven't been able to do that. So I think a lot of eyes are definitely going to be on Johnny New and next week. Like, you showed out. You showed what you're capable of against, you know, I guess a average to below average Cowboys offensive line. Now you got some big bullies in front of you in Philly. Let's go out there and see if you can have that same kind of impact with the, you know, the opportunity you had. De'Ron Payne, he didn't play. So I think that's more so like what everybody's going to be, you know, looking at. But I think when you just look at the fact that we went 0-8 in primetime games, it's just that just doesn't sit well with me. And then next year, we'll probably be in the 1 p.m. windows.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Sadly.
You're lucky you're going to be on that.
I mean, but, Doc, like, when it comes to, like, the primetime games, I understand, like, you know, a Thursday night game or, you know, Monday night, Sunday, you know, 4:25 game of the week. I understand, like, that does throw off, like, some of the things, like, you're used to doing. Like, if you're, you know, really disciplined and you – are on a strict routine about, like, how you prep for, like, your game days. Like, how does that change, though?
Cowboys do it every week of their lives.
So you're basically saying there's no real excuse for us to, you know, not be prepared.
How many times do you think the New England Patriots have been on prime time in the last 20 years?
I mean, not a lot this year, but when Brady was there, they were definitely.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All the premier threat. The Kansas City Chiefs, is there a special occasion that the Chiefs weren't on this year?
No, they were in everything. They probably had everything. Like 9 or 10.
Yeah, so if you're going to be good,
yeah.
Now, if they made you play them on a short rest, I'd have a problem with that. But as long as you have ample rest, both opponents the same deal,
yeah.
I never care when you got the better team. The thing I'm always concerned about is, do we have enough talent? If we got talent, and we actually had intellectual talent, because we had Joe Gibbs, their design, we had Richie Pettibone. Your coordinators, man, they make a difference. They make a difference because they give you advantages that others don't have. And if you got the talent to pull it off, you get the results. But fundamentally, if you have some hang-ups and you're just not going to get over it, then I can't get over you. Because to me, that's a selfishness. Because I'm not convinced that you'll do anything it takes to win. And that bothers me.
Yeah.
You're the expert, not us. But I don't like your track record. 0-8?
It's not good, right?
How do I market that? How do I sell? Who do I sell that to?
I mean, I think a lot of people are just going to try to attribute that to the injuries. And while that did play a huge role in the season, you can't go out there and go 0-8. 0-8. And some of those games, the Lions, the Seahawks, back-to-back weeks, you getting blown out? Like, that doesn't sit well.
Yeah, so. There is a big difference between losing a game and being blown out. We don't expect blowouts in high school. Now, everybody's had one now. If you played, you had one.
Yeah.
Or you're lying. That's what makes it so great, man. When the score was 27-20 in the fourth quarter, what did your gut tell you?
I thought we were going to be able to pull it off. I thought we were going to go out there and get a stop.
11:26 to go in the game.
Yeah.
It's a 7-point game. You're in the fourth quarter. And you're the one that says, anybody, right?
Mm-hmm. Anytime.
Anytime. Any place.
Yep.
Okay. And I wonder, was that being echoed? Because you're in this. You got a shot at this.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
These call lines, I've been listening to them. I've listened all day. This has not been a crap party with people calling up crapping on them. Not at all. They earned some respect.
Yep, they did.
Against a formidable opponent. Their quarterback makes $60 million a year. This is not the Bad News Bears. Man, what would a victory? I can't even imagine it. It's like make-believe. But what might it be? Would it feel like now had they been able to win the game? Yeah. Some of you would have been mad because of the draft order.
Yeah, but I feel like when you go out there and have the second half performance that you had, can you really be mad? Like, I wouldn't have been mad. I wouldn't
Well, no, it's mad. Like the Wizards. that when you're trying to lose, I get it. But I don't want to be slaughtered.
Yeah.
A competitive loss, if you're tanking, I have to learn to live with that. I don't want to be lousy at any time. But Les Wizards, I did lost a couple of nights ago, one that I was, okay, I can live with that one. Highly competitive. Just didn't make the last shot.
Yeah.
But getting dump trucked, I don't know how you can do that under any circumstances. Not be competitive. Because that means that I'm questioning your practice. I'm questioning you. I'm questioning everything and everybody. If you can't come out and perform as if you want to be a champion. What are we doing? Just doing this for the write-off? No, brother. I saw some guys that were really excited. They were going after it. I mean, diving over piles. I mean, you can't make this up. I saw some real action.
Some grit.
Defensively, where people were really trying to make the effort, especially to play the run. Obviously, they got to the quarterback in a way that we hadn't grown accustomed to seeing. Maybe you had. I hadn't.
No, I'm right there with you, Doc. I mean, I think some of those were effort plays, Dak holding onto the ball. But the fact we made the play still, you know, counts.
Yeah, yeah. We can agree on this one, that this was not fake. We have people that will strike. And I got to see some new faces in the game. This had to be the most McGee has played in his life.
Let me pull up their snap count.
And we say this all the time. Bobby Wagner played his butt off.
Yep.
I mean, it's going to come down to this offseason. Man, would I like to be in the room when the decisions are made, the kind of that are going to have to be made for us to avoid doing this again next year? What do you think those are?
The decisions?
Decisions, yes.
I mean, I don't know what those decisions are. I'm just as curious as you are.
Well, I think we have to make a decision in terms of coaching, who's coaching what, and who has the ultimate authority to bring about change within the regime.
I mean, the thing is, we'll probably have that answer, though, soon, like in 2 weeks.
Well, I would think so, because if you're trying to – the person that picks my groceries, I want them to be the one that cooks.
Yeah. I think we'll have that answer soon for you.
Yeah, I think it's important. You can assess this so far any way you want to. The easy way is to say 500. And to say, well, we had one good year and one not so good year. You know? But what do you get out of that? Well, you better get something, because you're going to have to make a decision. Because I'm not sure you run it all back. You'll have to convince me of that. And that's going to be your primary objective. 2026, Ant-Man. Ant-Man tries to run this by me to see why we should run this thing back. All right? That's how I see it. No objections. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Talk a little bit about a few other Christmas Day games. We mentioned the NBA, but the NFL, they put some work in. We'll talk about that more right here on Burgundy and Gold today when we return.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.